everyone. I'm Gretchen Bailey with Optometry Times, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Danielle Richardson, who is in Los Angeles. Dr. Richardson, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to talk today about a new lens from Johnson & Johnson Vision. The company recently launched AccuView Oasys Multifocal with pupil-optimized design. So can you tell me how you started to get involved with this lens and what your experiences are with it, how you're finding fitting it?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a member of Johnson & Johnson's consulting team, we were given early access to this lens. So it was really great to obviously understand the optics behind the lens and the pupil optimized design and how that's going to help our patients be more comfortable in the lens. But being able to know that in theory and also implement it in practice has been a really great experience. So I fit the lens on a few patients and we've had a lot of success. Really, many patients are coming to me looking for multifocal solutions because of increased Zoom time. So because everyone's spending more time at home, because everyone's on Zoom a lot, people are wanting to be glasses free, but to be able to see really clearly at that intermediate distance. So I think where this lens has really provided a lot of success, in my opinion, is providing that clear vision for patients at the computer.
You make a good point about being on Zoom calls, because I know that both you and I can attest to that, getting on a bunch of Zoom calls, and that intermediate distance is tough. So can you tell me, what does pupil optimized design mean?
Absolutely. So pupil optimized design just means that the pupil size is taken into consideration in terms of lens design. So pupil size changes based on age and based on refractive error. So what the AccuView Oasys multifocal lens, with the technology that is there, is that the pupil optimized design varies based on the patient's age, and that's going to be the added power, and also the patient's refractive error. So for example, a myopic patient is going to have a larger pupil than a hyperopic patient. So a lens that is like a -6 is going to have a different center zone of clarity than a lens that is, say, a +3. And those pupil zones of clarity, that pupil optimized design, there's going to be a further consideration for the multifocal added power. So all that to say, what pupil optimized design means is that it accounts for the variance in pupil size in both refractive error and age or added prescription power. So each lens is custom to give that patient with that specific prescription the best multifocal vision possible.
Got it. That was a good explanation. And I do know how pupil size can affect that, especially if we're talking bright light or later at night when your pupil expands or constricts. So that's great news. So how have your patients reacted to it, the ones that you have fit?
They've been really happy. So, I mean, I have a patient who's about a -450. So he's a myopic patient, 55 years old, wanting to get into multifocal contact lenses, has just previously worn glasses. But again, primary reason is that he's not liking the way the glasses and the glare and the reflection are happening on Zoom. So he wants to be able to be on Zoom without glasses. So that was an excellent patient, I think, because he's a myope. So he understands nearsighted vision. And he understands the concept of distance and near clarity. We were able to fit him with a lens, and where we ended up in terms of multifocal addition, just a medium and a high. Oh, hey, back there. He's like, what's going on? I was able to successfully fit him in a lens. And really, the thing about the AccuView Oasys and AccuView One Day Moist Multifocal technology is that if you follow the fit guide, you can fit those patients successfully 97% of the time in 2 visits or less. And this patient that I'm speaking of, he's one of those patients. So we were able to nail it just after after two modifications to the lens, and he was very, very happy with his computer vision. So that's just one example. I have another patient, you know, again, who wants to be glasses free, and we were able to get her into contact lenses that she can wear when she does her jobs on the weekend. So patients have really responded very favorably to this lens. And I would say the real wow factor for me has been how successful it's been at that computer distance, because that can always be tricky with multifocal designs. And I think that's where this pupil optimized design technology really has its advantages.
That's good information to have. How do you suggest your optometric colleagues look to position this lens in their practice? Do they want to refit existing multifocal contact lens wearers? Are you looking for emerging presbyopes to get them involved? Is there a certain patient population that you recommend they look at?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you can look at any of your AccuView Oasis patients, right? You have that existing pool of patients. We know AccuView Oasis is like one of the most popular contact lenses. So you already have that existing patient pool of people who are either currently just doing distance only and wearing reading glasses over, or maybe they're doing a modified monovision or something like that. You kind of already have that existing group of presbyopes in AccuView Oasis in your office already. Another key demographic is definitely the emerging presbyopes, definitely the people who are starting to just need reading glasses. Is being able to offer them a first take solution, right? Well, what about using this contact lens? And that way you don't have to carry readers around with you, you know, being able to offer that to those emerging presbyopes, because they may not have heard of this type of technology, right? They may not be aware of the lens. So just making them aware of it. So definitely the existing AccuView Oasis presbyopes, those emerging presbyopes are people just first time needing glasses. And also just talking to your patients about what are their visual demands and how have things changed for them. So maybe they historically had one type of job where multiple pairs of glasses were fine, or their progressive lenses were fine. And maybe things have changed in this post-COVID world for them. Maybe their work demands, maybe their visual demands have changed. So I think just starting to have the conversation about when would you like to be glasses free? Would you like to be able to do all of your tasks without glasses? Those conversations just invite a person, invite your patients to start to think about a multifocal lens technology.
If you had one or two tips to offer your colleagues on fitting this lens, what would they be?
So my number one tip would be to make sure you use sensory eye dominance. So a lot of times we just do motor or sighting dominance, where we're having patients, you know, use their hands and tell us their dominant eye. And that is great. And that can reveal some information for us. But however, that may not be the patient's true dominant eye. So doing that plus one blur sensory dominance test is going to tell you which eye is going to be able to accept that plus power. And that is going to allow us to have a successful fit. So step number one is use sensory eye dominance to make sure you have the right dominant eye. Number two would be have your refraction, have a new fresh refraction, and use the fitting guide and the fitting calculator. Johnson & Johnson has made it so easy with the AccuView Oasis multifocal lens. There's literally a calculator online. You can put the person's prescription in, their age, their reading addition, and it will generate your first lens for you. It also goes alongside the fitting guide to tell you what modifications you need to make if you need to improve distance or near clarity. So it's super easy and it's super simple for you to really wow your patients on that first fit without taking a lot of your time. So number one, just make sure you use sensory eye dominance so that way you can have a note of what their true dominant eye is. And number two, use your brand new refraction, plug it in the calculator, and follow the fitting guide. And again, you will be in that group of 97% of the patients who are fit successfully in two visits or less. And really, that is what makes you their doctor. That is what is going to set you up to be successful, right? I think so often doctors don't talk to patients about what's new or what's the latest and what's the greatest. And that's a really missed opportunity for us to be subject matter experts and for our patients to hear about this from us first and not from consumer advertising.
I think you're absolutely right. And those are two very good tips to offer other optometrists out there interested in fitting this new lens. So Dr. Richardson, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today about this new lens. And I look forward to talking with you soon.
I look forward to talking to you soon as well.
Thank you.